Om Shanti. 28th January 2020. The effort for today, in order to experience the avyakta stage, constantly remember we have to chase problems away and bring perfection close. For this, you must not be careless about any godly codes of conduct, but be careless towards devilish codes of conduct and maya. Confront the problems, and the problems will finish. So today's effort, in order to experience the avyakta stage, constantly remember that we have to chase problems away. And second, bring perfection close. Don't be careless about godly maryadas, but be careless about devilish maryadas. Confront the problems, and the problems will finish. So there are two aspects in this. First, how to deal with problems, how to confront problems, how to finish the problems, how to chase them away. This is the first part of today's effort. And the second part, be careful about godly codes of conduct, and be careless about mayavi, devilish codes of conduct, maryadas. So, let's take the first part by saying about problems. There is no person on this earth who doesn't have problems. Everybody is having some or other problems, issues. But the difference lies in how we deal with them, how we tackle them. What is our stage in the face of difficulties, challenges? In general, what should be the approach towards solving problems? Problem could be anything. The tap is not working. There is a leak in the house. Children are not studying. Or the relationships are not becoming better. Or Amrit Vela is getting missed. Or there is no enthusiasm in efforts. Or mobile is lost. Something is stolen. Net is not working. That is one of the major problems. Weather is not very favorable. So problem could be anything. Yeah, it could be something related to sports as well. So it could be anything, starting from personal, interpersonal, financial, legal, personal, effort related, or gathering related, or the institution related, the family, domestic, social, national, international, could be anything. So Baba says, confront problems, chase them away. How? So let us try to formulate certain basic principles while dealing with any problem. That problem could be related to, as I said, anything. The pen is not working. It's a problem. So the first principle in dealing with problem is to stay calm. Stay calm. Whenever you confront any problem, most of the people get agitated, irritated, disturbed, fearful, confused. So rather than becoming confused, rather than getting fearful, frightened, the best thing to do in the face of any problem is to stay calm. The second principle in solving problem is to define the problem. Define what exactly is the problem. And for that, it's best to write it down. For example, the problem is that there is no enthusiasm in Brahmin life. Write down, there is no enthusiasm in Brahmin life. First, define it, clarify it. The problem should be very clear. Then only we can arrive at certain solution. Otherwise, problem is like a cobweb. It's like the web spun by spider that further confounds the mind. So, write it down in as simple words as possible. For example, there is some addiction. Addiction to internet. So this is a problem. Addiction to news. What is this? Which party is saying what? What is happening in the world? Addiction to online shopping. Hands are restless. They want to click on the button of buy. Texting addiction. Without texting, there is no relief. They keep on texting something or other. So let's define the problem. Is this has become so mammoth that it has become a problem? This small habit has become an addiction almost. So first of all, define it. Write it down. Or talkative nature. Is it the problem? Or not understanding Gyan? Is that the problem? What exactly is the problem? Or the remembrance is very poor. In yesterday's Murli Baba said, take the vrat, oath, pledge. Vrat is something higher even. Some religious observance of oath. If you are working, take leave from your office for 2-3 days and sit down and remember Father. That's a vrat of remembrance. So is that the problem, that remembrance is poor? Write it down. Or you're getting attracted to worldly things. Baba said yesterday, in the world there is artificial silence, yours is the real silence. Is the world, that is the crow's dropping, the happiness which is there in the world is a crow's dropping. So just find out where I'm getting attracted towards. So write down the problem. Mind is disturbed. Why? Is the cause of disturbance attachment to some person? Accept it. Yes, I am. So once you write down the problem, the third step is accept it. Yes, this problem is going on. Rather than being on the denial mode, accept. At least by accepting, you can think of the solution. Otherwise, we don't accept that this is a problem. Mind is unwilling to accept that this itself has become a problem with me. To accept, yes, it is a problem. And it is nothing to show to someone, anybody. It's with you and with God. To accept, yes, this is a problem that's going on in my life. Also, accept the complete responsibility of it. Accept the problem and accept the responsibility that I am responsible for it. Sometimes there are three factors here: external, internal, and mixed. Sometimes there is an internal factor. I got up late, so I reached late. So the factor is internal. Sometimes external factor. Mistake is not mine, somebody else's mistake. And sometimes both internal and external. We are doing some performance, and it performance, our show failed badly. So probably we did not prepare, and others also did not prepare. So there is a mix, internal also, external also. So accept, take the whole responsibility on yourself that this problem has arisen because of my own failings. Or if it is not because of me, then you need not to keep on blaming yourself for it unnecessarily. That itself can become a hurdle. If I am not at all responsible for it, why should I unnecessarily blame myself for it? It is something related to somebody else, so I can't do anything for it. So I need not to even blame myself for it. But yes, if I feel that I am responsible for it, and it is arising from me, then I take the complete responsibility of that problem. So once you have taken the responsibility of the problem, then now goal setting. Setting of goals. What I should do in order to get rid of this problem. And in goal, there is a SMART approach. My goal should be very much specific. Yes, I am missing Amrit Vela, so let me form a new plan now. For 7 days. Very specific goal that I have to at least do it, rather than doing it for 3 hours in the morning. At least 45 minutes. Very specific goal. M is? What is M? Measurable. The goal should be measurable. In SMART approach, the second principle is measurable. The third is A. A is appropriate, action oriented. It should be appropriate. R is realistic and time oriented. Whenever you make any goal, that goal, you should have all these things in it. It should not that I am missing Amrit Vela, so let me get up at 2 o'clock from tomorrow. It will not work. It is not a realistic goal. You don't have any time throughout the day to sleep, or you find it difficult to catch a nap. So it might be very difficult for you, and do it time bound. At least do it for 7 days and then see. Or start with 3 days and then 7 days and then 21 days, then 30 days, 40 days in that manner. The goal should be time oriented, it should be realistic, it should be action oriented, appropriate, it should be measurable, and it should be very much specific. It should not be hazy, cloudy. It should be very, very conspicuous, very, very clear. Then only it will work, otherwise it doesn't work. So, goal orientation. Then, another thing is, try to solve the problem as early as possible. Try to solve the problem as early as possible. Rather than sitting on it, sleeping on it, it's best that you wake up and realize that this is a problem going on. And I need to sort it out as early as possible. It could be as simple problem as possible that the tap is not working. So every day we are thinking of calling the plumber, but then again I just forget. So make it the first thing that I have to do this today. Otherwise it is causing me problem every day. So it's as simple as that. So try to do it as early as possible. I see the problem right in front of me. I have to deal with it today, right now. Enough I have waited, enough I have wasted my time. Now let me take an immediate action. Stitch in time saves 9, otherwise things will go out of control and then it would be very difficult to control it. So one should try to solve it as fast as possible. Other thing about the problem is what? Take help from others. If you feel that you are not able to solve it yourself, take help, maybe from books. If books are not available, call up your friends and ask them. For example, let us come to Amritvela. Somebody is missing Amritvela every day, almost every day. Or even if getting up, it's not powerful. Or even if getting up, one feels sleepy. Or sleep is not refreshing. Call up somebody. Ask somebody what I should do for it. Is there a better method? You have tried almost everything and yet you find that it is not filling the soul with super sensuous joy. So when such a scenario is there, you definitely need to seek help. Seek spiritual counseling. Spiritual counseling. There are always people who are at a higher spiritual stage than us. There are always souls who are doing very good efforts. There are always souls around who are at a higher spiritual caliber. Spiritual stage is quite high. Probably because of their very strong purity. Probably because of the consistency of their efforts. Probably because of the place where they live. Probably because of the good company that they have got and which I have not got. So there are always people in the world, in the Brahmin family, who are at a higher spiritual caliber, higher spiritual platform. Seek help from them. One or two words from such souls would really help us. So take help. Take help. There is nothing to feel ashamed in this. The person might be younger in age or younger in gyan, but still one should always take help. Then next is positive affirmations. Get rid of the negative thought pattern. I can't solve it, it is very difficult, this problem is very big. And every time, why only suffer? Why every time this happens to me only? Rather than that, come to a positive approach. There is a problem. I have identified it. I have written it down. I have jotted it down. Now I know that this is a problem which is going on. And now I want to solve it. And I have answer to every problem of the world. My subconscious mind has got answer to all the problems of the world. I am the master ocean of solutions. I am the master ocean of solutions. So there is nothing which I cannot solve. I take it as a challenge. If others have solved it, even I can do it. In last Sunday's Murli Baba had said, you had the habit of parachintan, paradrishti and Parapanch. If you have these three habits, probably your Brahmin life, you cannot have good experiences. But yes, if you are still addicted to seeing others, then see Brahma, because he is also comes in the category of others. So see him. In one of the blessings recently, Baba said, Brahma's life is a computer. You see him. Type anything. There is nothing un-Googleable. Otherwise, in your worldly Google, if you type something absolutely nonsense, it will say, words not found. But here, you type anything. Any problem, anything, you will get to know some or other answer. So, have a positive approach in solving problems. Other thing is, eighth, visualization. Visualize that you have solved the problem. Visualize seeing you in a stage where there is no problem at all. Whether it is Amrit Vela, whether it is churning of Murli. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said multiple times that you have to churn the knowledge. Then only you understand it. Whatever Baba says, repeat that knowledge in your mind. Go on the terrace. Go in the garden. Churn the knowledge. Discuss this knowledge with each other. Discuss the knowledge with each other. Churn the knowledge. Repeat the knowledge. Play with this knowledge. These are pearls. So, visualize. Visualize it. See it in your mind's eye. Creative imagery it is known as. Creative imagery. Visualization is the most powerful tool in problem solving mechanism. I see that, I have got rid of it. Somebody is addicted to smoking, so let him sit and visualize that. I am spending my whole day without smoking. This is a worldly example. Somebody is missing Amrit Vela, sit and see that you are getting lost in Baba's love at Amrit Vela. If somebody has no time for Murli churning, just feel the thrill that you experience by churning knowledge continuously. In yesterday's Sakar Murli, Baba said, many children come and they say that Baba, this is a good soul, he has understood. Baba says he has not understood. If had he understood, he would have intoxication. He would have that spiritual ecstasy, masti, nasha, and khushi. He should have, he will, internal happiness he will have. He would just run away and come to Baba. You say that he is very good, you say that he has understood, Baba says he has not understood. Had he understood, he would have come running, but yes, take the permission from your sister. That word, that sentence is added yesterday. So, problem solving should have visualizations and keep your expectations very much realistic. Also, one should have faith in oneself that yes, I can solve this problem. It's nothing is impossible for me. Faith in oneself. Faith in Baba. And once you do all this, you should also be ready to accept whatever is the outcome. And to, if you fall down, to begin again. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, if you fall, get up and start again. If you fall, get up and start again. Rather than getting disheartened, rather than landing up in despair and despondency, get up, restart, fill yourself with, again, re-enthusiasm. So, some of the methods. So, in order to experience the avyukta stage, constantly remember, we have to chase problem away and bring perfection close. This again could be tailor-made. We have to see what is the my problem. If the problem is related to family, children, if the problem is related to finance, or something like that, it should be seen in that perspective, everything. But the basic principles will remain same. So, chase the problem away and bring perfection close. Also confront the problems and the problems will finish. So that was the first part of today's effort. And the second is, don't be careless about godly codes of conduct, but be careless about mayavi maryada, that is devilish codes of conduct. So one must keep on revising what are the ishwariya, godly rules, regulations, codes of conduct. What are the, in this actually we are four in one. First, Brahma Kumaris is an institution. So every institution or organization will have rules. So we must abide by those rules. Second, Brahma Kumaris is a university or school or college. So every school, every college, every university will have set rules. Third, Brahma Kumaris is a parivar, is a family. So this is a family. So this family also has got certain specialities, certain niyams, certain rules. And fourth, this is an yagya. Yagya doesn't happen without proper methodology. So there would be certain set maryadas here. So we are four in one. So as a part of yagya, as a part of a Brahmin who is igniting this yagya, I have to follow them. As a part of this family, I have to abide by the principles given to me by the head of this family, who is the breadwinner. As a part of university, I am a student. So as a student, I follow study. I have to follow this university. I have taken admission, so I have to really go by the rules. And the first, this is an organization, this is an institution, NGO, whatever you call it. So as an institution, I am a part of institution, so then also I have to remain very much obedient. So follow the godly codes of conduct, don't be careless about them, and be careless about the mayavi code, about the devilish codes, whatever maya dictates you. So the other two things, problem solving, and second, codes of conduct. Om Shanti.